We're reporting this week from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, hearing from voters in this vital swing state as the presidential race changes. A Democratic organizer talked of new energy from Kamala Harris's candidacy. A Republican expressed confidence that it wouldn't last. Voters in a parking lot voiced their disagreements, and a few struggled to make up their minds. Now let's hear what people are saying in two other swing states, Michigan and Arizona. We asked reporters to talk to a dozen voters or more in each place, and we begin with Cameron Sanchez of KJZZ. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So where have you been to talk to people?
A few different places. I went and did some old-fashioned door knocking in Phoenix. I also went to a nice crowded sports bar in Tempe, and I watched the Diamondbacks game, where luckily we won, and I talked to some people there, and finally I went to Tempe Marketplace, which is an outdoor mall, and that's where I met Victor Espinoza, who is a Democrat out shopping with his family.
I wasn't really sure if President Biden should run as president, and so I'm kind of going back and forth, but now with Kamala being the frontrunner, I think, you know, there's that uncertainty that I had. I mean, now it's kind of just revitalized my thinking about the Democratic Party.
So the news that Biden's dropped out as nominee and that Harris is expected to be the frontrunner has changed the whole atmosphere and revitalized the race in Arizona from what I've heard, especially from Democratic voters who have said that they're much more excited now. Everyone across the board said they sort of thought this was the right decision, whether they were independents, Democrats, or even Republicans. And on the Republican side, it seems that the political figures are scrambling to figure out how they're going to tackle Harris.
Well, NPR had this poll out that we discussed in the program yesterday that showed a difference in the race. We'd had these polls where virtually everybody had made up their minds. Suddenly, there's an increase in the number of people who say they're undecided.
Yeah, and I met some of those people. I met one yesterday at Tempe Marketplace who's named Jordan Webb, and he was out there shopping, and he said he has his own list of what's important, and he has yet to see if Harris meets his criteria.
So my top three would be economy, education, because the education right now in the U.S. has been pretty awful. So, it's always good to see what they can bring on the table. And then lastly, border protection as well, too, just because, my family came from overseas, but they did it the right way. So, if people are coming into the States, they should just do it the right way as well, too.
So border security is going to be a difficult issue for Harris, especially in a state like Arizona, which borders Mexico, because in the Biden administration, she was involved in some immigration policies. And there's a strong feeling from a lot of Republicans and independents here that the border is not secured enough by the federal government. So she's going to have to defend that record.
And this is interesting, too, because we should note Joe Biden won Arizona, the first Democrat in a very long time to do so. But it was a narrow victory. And Harris is a different person, different candidate. Does she seem like a good fit for Arizona voters?
In some ways, yes, and in some ways, no. When it comes to top issues, I heard a lot about abortion. And for Harris, when she was here last in Phoenix, she spoke very strongly in favor of abortion rights. So for Democrats, that's going to be a selling point for her. But the border, of course, is tricky. She seems like a good fit for younger people, from what I've heard, but not for older people. And Arizona has both of those populations out in spades. So it's definitely going to be a mix.
Cameron, stay on the line because I want to bring in Colin Jackson. He's with the Michigan Public Radio Network in Lansing, talking with voters in another swing state. And Colin, where have you been?
So I went to a Home Depot parking lot over on the west side of the city. And then I also stopped by a farmer's market here on the state capitol lawn. And that's where I met Kathy Carson and Barbara Banks. They're both retirees. Carson used to work for the state. Banks is a retired healthcare worker. Neither of them were happy with what they perceived as the way Democrats pressured Biden to leave.
I'm old. And so I resent, I think it was elder abuse.
That, yes.
I really do. And
because
I think
all
that
the president
and as a party.
Elderly.
Thank
president
you very
much.
Was
the first young president.
Thank
I mean,
you very
back
much.
In the day, but that was the fact that it almost was a requirement that you had to be a certain age to be president because all of them have been old.
Banks says she voted for Biden during the primary election, and now she feels disenfranchised now that Biden's dropped out of the race.
You know, I heard something like that from a Democratic-leaning couple here in Pennsylvania, but they were still going to vote for Harris, it seemed to me. Are the two people you were talking to there, Carson and Banks, going to vote for Harris?
So Carson said she's going to vote for whoever the nominee is. She doesn't want to see Trump back in the White House. Banks was more frustrated with everything. She said she was almost at a point where she didn't want to vote for Harris. But she said Harris could win her vote with a good vice presidential choice.
The person, if she don't put Andy Beshear in, she's going to miss out. She better get her a Southern person.
She's referring to Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. He's one of several VP contenders on Harris's shortlist. She feels like he can bring people together.
Are you hearing from Republicans about their vice presidential pick?
Yes. Carpenter Aaron Markell and pipefitter apprentice Max Markell, I found them in the Home Depot parking lot. They were loading up their truck. They're both union members. Aaron, who you'll hear from first, he's a Republican voter. Max says he distrusts most politicians. He feels like they're dishonest, but he does like Trump, and both of them like Vance as well as Trump's pick.
He's well-educated and down to earth and everything else. So I mean,
I like that he was a Marine. That was
yeah, he was in the military.
That resonated well with me. He served our country, so he's a patriot, and that's good in my book.
Yeah, I like, you know, his attitude. It excites people. You know, let's get going. We've been in the dumps for a while here. Let's turn it on. So
I'm hearing enthusiasm for Vance, especially because he's a post 9/11 veteran. That's a group I'm hearing that feels like they haven't been represented in the upper levels of government yet.
Cameron Sanchez in Arizona, what do you think about when you hear that from Michigan?
I think about Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, who is a Navy pilot veteran and a potential vice presidential pick for Kamala Harris. You know, he represents that group that would be really crucial for her to lock down to get independent support.
One other thing from both of you, how often did people raise the threat to democracy in this election, if at all?
I heard that a lot from young people, especially from young women and some independents.
I heard somewhat of a generational difference, especially among Democratic voters, where everyone of all ages was concerned about the future of democracy. I heard some people on the older side that were excited to vote for Harris as well. Younger people said that they wanted to vote for a candidate that supported and matched their ideals. You know, abortion rights was a big thing I heard. Israel's war with Hamas in Gaza is another thing I heard a lot of concerns about. There's still a lot of frustration there with Harris as part of the Biden administration.
I actually heard a lot of inspiration from younger people, especially women, who were very focused on abortion rights and were excited to, I think, hear for the first time that there's going to be a female candidate in the race who's very pro-choice.
Some initial responses from voters in swing states from Cameron Sanchez in Arizona and Colin Jackson in Michigan. Thanks to you both.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.